Some 50,000 U.S. troops are currently deployed across the Middle East, and behind each service member is a group of loved ones anxiously awaiting their return. NPR's Juliana Kim spent some time with one military family in Los Angeles, where she got a close look at how the Iran war is reshaping life at home.
When Jessica Serrato's longtime boyfriend messages her, "I miss you," she pauses, trying to find the right words to say in return.
I want to ask him, "Are you okay?" But then you'll shut down. So I have to say something like, not much longer, baby. Just something like that.
Serrato's partner is an Army reservist currently deployed to the Middle East. His family asked NPR to not include his name because they say he fears retribution for being featured in a media story. Serrato's partner later calls her, and from the sound of his voice, she says, he seems down.
I think it started getting harder for him when they told him he's gonna stay till July.
Serrato's partner was initially expected to come home in June. The delay has been the hardest on Serrato's two kids, especially her 11-year-old daughter, Layla. She was hoping he would be back by her fifth grade graduation or her birthday, and that's not happening anymore.
Layla is the one who often does say, "I miss him. When is he going to come home?" Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking.
Early on in the conflict, Serrato was glued to the news, especially to follow the peace talks between the U.S. and Iran.
We were watching it every day. It was playing on every TV, on my phone. I had the CNN app downloaded.
But negotiations have been slow moving. Serrato would feel hopeful and then quickly disappointed.
And I had to stop because I was overwhelming myself more.
Military life has always involved some degree of uncertainty. But for many families, including Serrato's, the war with Iran is the first time they're navigating the daily suspense that comes with having a loved one in an ongoing conflict.
Military families are like ducks, right?
That's Shannon Razadin, the CEO of the Military Family Action Network.
They're coasting along the water, but their feet are paddling very fast underneath the surface to try to make sure all the pieces stay together.
Back home, Serrato tries to build an IKEA cabinet before she needs to pick up her children from school.
There's no pre-hole for this, so I'm going to have to get the drill.
And her phone is always within reach in case her partner calls.
I don't know when it's going to be the last time that we have a conversation, that I get to say, I love you. I get to say good morning or good night. I don't know.
In the midst of all the worry and stress over his well-being, she just misses him.
Just being able to see him, knowing that he's going to come home.
It's the little things that she misses the most. Getting ready together, having dinner as a family, and knowing that he's safe. Juliana Kim, NPR News.